Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluga with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, May 20th. Another day of heavy rain has pushed rainfall totals to over 8 inches in parts of Anderson and Greenville counties and 2 to 5 inches over most of the rest of the state. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne has been following the storm since the start of the week and says the runoff will result in river flooding statewide.
I expect river flooding to pick up in earnest late this week. Many rivers statewide are likely to experience minor flooding into the weekend, but the Congaree River just south of Columbia and the PD River in Chesterfield County are likely to see more substantial flooding.
Ray adds that a few storms in the PD and Lowcountry may produce damaging gusts and hail into Thursday morning. He says the downpours may produce another 2 to 4 inches of rain tonight into Thursday morning, but not be as widespread by Thursday afternoon. In other news, Governor Henry McMaster today announced that attractions will be permitted to open throughout South Carolina beginning Friday, May 22nd. The governor also announced that restrictions on youth and adult recreational sports will be removed by May 30th. Despite lifting restrictions, the governor reminded folks that the virus is still dangerous.
So you must follow these guidelines, pay attention, and remember that although we're lifting these regulations, lifting these restrictions, the virus is still here, is just as strong as it was at the beginning, and we must continue to be very careful and maintain that social distancing.
In other news, Clemson University plans to hold in-person classes in the fall, but synchronize them with online instruction. University officials said today that means learning won't be disrupted if a student is infected with COVID-19 or a second wave of infections closes campus. School leaders didn't provide specifics on their plans in an online presentation to university trustees. The University of South Carolina announced a return to in-person classes in the fall earlier this week. And a nonprofit agency is rolling out a $5 million emergency rental assistance program to South Carolinians facing financial hardships. SC Housing says the program will provide emergency housing assistance on behalf of renters affected by shutdowns, closures, layoffs, reduced hours, or furlough. Eligible households can receive a one-time lump sum assistance of up to $1,500 with payments made directly to landlords or management companies. That's it for your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.